This month, scientists have made an extraordinary breakthrough because they've discovered a way to see what a person is seeing just by reading their brain activity. Now, this is the work of Yoichi Miyawaki, who's a researcher at Kyoto's National Institute of Information and Communication in Japan. He and his colleagues have got a paper in the journal Neuron this month. What they did was to make use of the premise that the retina, which is the part of the eye that turns light into nerve signals that the brain can understand, projects or sends nerve signals to different bits of the brain. And so when the retina receives a signal, so when it sees something, the bit of the brain that it's communicating with becomes more active. And you can see that slight increase in activity if you put people in a brain scanner. So what he and his colleagues did was to put two subjects, two male volunteers, in a brain scanner, and they showed them small patterns to different parts of their retina. And these patterns were overlapping slightly from one pattern to the next. And so what they did was, in excruciating detail, mapped out the visual area of the brain to see which bits of the retina mapped onto which bits of the brain. And then they were able to show these people patterns, for instance, a plus sign or a cross or even a square, which was a white square on a dark background, for example. And then by decoding what bits of the brain became active, their computer program could work out, therefore, what the person must have been looking at and reproduce the pictures. And in the paper, they have these extraordinary images where you can compare the pictures that their computer generated based on the brain activity and the picture the person actually looked at, and they're almost the same. So this is the first time anyone's actually done it with physically showing an image recreated just in brain waves.
Would this work with, if you're imagining an image, so if you had a very vivid dream, would that be likely to be triggering the similar sort of neurons, or is this happening very, very early in the processing?
No, this is exactly right, Dave, because the researchers go on and say, you don't just have to look at visual information, you could look at any aspect of brain processing with this technique, because you could look at how movements are generated, for example. You could look at how colour is generated. You could look at faces. Faces are decoded in an entirely different part of the brain, in the superior temporal gyrus, which is on the side of the brain adjacent to where your ear is approximately. There's a whole area of the brain just devoted to working out what face you're looking at. So they're saying you could use exactly the same technique they've developed and apply it to all different kinds of processing modalities. But obviously it's early days. This is just a proof of concept, but it shows that computing and scanner technology has come on so much now that you can actually pick apart activity down at the level of almost individual clusters of nerve cells, which is pretty extraordinary.